ubiquitous throughout society. I've seen myself
in developed countries.
Even in undeveloped, look at how many cell phones they're selling now in undeveloped.
And to a lesser extent, lagging in undeveloped countries, they are being deployed because it's a lot cheaper to put up a cell tower than wider country. It is happening. It is lagging at some point. It will accelerate and possibly surpass what we have in developed countries, since there will be much more momentum and people will be hungrier. That's like the guy from Nigeria we spoke to last night.
Yeah. There's a whole sector that's being left out that I think is the most important one, in addition, on top of what Howard says, the parents. And that's the multinationals are driving the entire workforce globally. In the 1970s, I worked in New York for on the call for McDonald's, and everybody on the Upper West Side, the East Side of New York, were putting up signs that they didn't want to have McDonald's. The only place that wanted to have McDonald's were the ethnic communities, where McDonald's was the only place that were employing their children, the only place that they could get real food, and something like 20 or 25% of kids in the United States have worked in a fast food restaurant. In terms of making that transition to work, if there isn't economic justice, there is no social justice. And if the transition to work, whether you have cell phones or whether you have tech tools, it doesn't matter if there are no jobs that are available to you as an individual. And we have areas in the United States that are like Somalia or like Haiti. So being in the United States, and I presume in the UK, if you're in Detroit and the murder rate is equivalent to Haiti, it doesn't matter how many cell phones there are around.
Yeah.
There are no jobs. So if you look at...
See, that's changing too. Last night I interviewed the guy who started Twitter jobs, right? And he says there's hundreds of thousands of jobs going through Twitter every month. You know, and now if those people, even in a poorest of the poor neighborhood, if they know how to find the job on Twitter or on Craigslist, you can get work or owe jobs,
yeah,
right?
But don't you think Twitter is still considered to be very niche? It's not as mainstream as you
can
might think it is.
It's on Entertainment Tonight every
in the
night.
US.
It's on CNN every night. It's on BBC every night.
In the US.
It's worldwide.
But every place I travel,
I see Twitter on TV.
Yeah, but if you don't have access to
every single cell phone that does SMS has access to Twitter.
But if you don't have access to the internet,
every single cell phone has SMS.
Not every single phone.
Almost every phone I've ever seen in my world
has SMS, but does it have internet access?
Yes, because it has SMS. That's how you can talk to Twitter now.
But not everybody in the UK is signed up to Twitter. The BBC might run stories about it, but there's still a lot of discussion and a lot of debate
again,
as to whether or not it's mainstream.
Problem. It's an education problem, and it's an engagement problem.
So let me finish the point.
Yeah.
The point that I was trying to make.